You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, we are coming up on a full moon in Virgo and Mercury going direct, thank goodness, because Mercury backtracking in Pisces is really no joke. It's very, you know, things aren't clear. So it's good to know that, though. That's helpful. But it did just kind of like backtrack into Aquarius, too. So on the 4th, it'll have moved back into Aquarius the same day that Venus is entering Taurus. So interesting, because Mercury is a lot happier in the territory of Aquarius because it's more an air sign. It's like a thought thing. There's like fast-paced thinking able to go on, even though it is retrograde. So backing up, Mercury backing up into Aquarius like that could bring quirky people from our past back, or genius people from our pasts, or you could meet someone unusual and maybe it's the first time you're meeting them in this lifetime, but you've known them in another lifetime. So there's like an aura of comfortableness around them, or there's just all kinds of, when Mercury is retrograde, it will kind of bring things from the past back, or have you focused on the past in some way, thinking about the past, or just not in Pisces, like clear. But it is a good time to review everything, because that's really ultimately what you're supposed to be doing. It's like, are you headed in the right direction? Are the moves you're making, the people you're interacting with, the projects you're working on, the books you're reading, the movies you're watching, like all of that, is that on path? And Mercury going retrograde helps us look at it all. We can review, redo, reorganize. Just all the rewords usually work out quite happily for us in Mercury retrograde. But it's when we're like hell-bent on marching forward that things can get a little off, or we don't, it's like we're not perceiving everything as it should be. I actually, because Mercury retrograde, astrologers have been talking about Mercury retrograde forever, like way before it became popular culture because of the internet. And nowadays you hear about it everywhere. They even like to discuss it on mainstream news, which I find hilarious. They'll have like, you know, a news show with everybody all dressed up and sitting around discussing current events and whatnot. And I saw something with Michio Kaku, who is like a physicist, a Japanese physicist. And they brought him on to ask what his opinion, not an astrologer, was about Mercury retrograde and whether it's accurate or not, or it's true, or we should, you know, believe it or whatever. And he came on and basically said, nope, it's not true. You know, things that aren't good are going to happen all the time and miscommunicate. And I just thought that was really, that just chaps my ass when stuff like that happens, because he has no astrological experience. He's not an astrologer. And they're going to use him as the expert to decide whether, you know, people should figure it out for themselves and pay attention to Mercury retrogrades and see if it works for them or doesn't in this case. And that's how you figure out whether Mercury retrograde is accurate or not. Not just listening to some talking head on the news. Ugh, such a pain in the ass. So anywho, Mercury is backing into Aquarius, and that will shift this Mercury retrograde. It'll feel different. You'll feel like maybe, well, you'll have to see how you feel, because it's in every different part of our chart, right? We'll all react differently, but it's definitely going to shift, and you'll probably be less like, Pisces is so like, oh, look at that homeless dog. Oh, maybe I should find, it's obviously got puppies, I should follow it and feed it. Or, you know, look at this, I don't know, there's just so many, Pisces can be a real martyr and end up trying to help people who will not help themselves. And that's kind of the sort of the bad side about it. But it can also tap you into inspiration and, you know, music and art and spirituality and your past lives and your spirit guides and maybe dead relatives, or it really does, you know, make the cosmic soup much more accessible, all the different layers of reality, which is kind of a wonderful part of Pisces. But Mercury wants to be thinking and clear and clever and witty. And in Pisces, it's not really having the greatest time with that. It's not easy to be clear about anything. So if you can just chill out and be aware that that Mercury retrograde will only be going on until March 9th, the same day as the full moon in Virgo. Then you can kind of relax and enjoy it. And so it will be, let's just see, it will be backing up. I just want to see when it goes back into Pisces so that you can feel the difference. So it's backing up, it's backed up into Aquarius. And then actually it will go direct again at 0 degrees Pisces. So you'll feel that, oh no, that won't be till the 17th. So it'll back up, it'll start to go forward again, but retrace its steps in Aquarius until the 17th. And then it will move into Pisces again. So just be aware of those dates, maybe jot them down, because you can kind of watch for yourself and see the shift and how that works for you. And whether, you know, it's helpful or not helpful. But if there is some sort of anything to do with inspiration and original thinking, especially with the Aquarian energy, and you'll be able to be more detached now because of this Aquarius energy. You'll be able to go, oh, you know, I shouldn't take on that homeless dog and her puppies right now. It's probably not an activity that's going to be leading me in the direction I want to go. Or you may just be able to be less attached to situations and to people. Or like someone's not calling you back or returning your call, like that's what not calling you back is, or returning your messages or your emails or whatever, and maybe you take it super personally in Pisces and be like, well, why? What's wrong with me? But in Aquarius, you can be like, whatevs, I don't care if they call me back. I've put it out there. I'm off to the next thing. So that's kind of nice. So what else do we've got going on here? Venus moves into Taurus, which is its home. So that is a lovely, secure, and also moving into Taurus, it's going to be trining all these Capricorn planets. Jupiter and Mars and Pluto and Saturn are all in Capricorn. So there's this maybe like a re-understanding of the importance of family and roots and long-term relationships and commitment and the thing like families, and maybe with that combination of Venus and Taurus, it wants to be comfortable and secure and have beautiful things around it, like secure, you know, maybe it's got grandpa's gorgeous painting that he did or a statue that was handed down from great-grandmother, or like that sort of vibe is very Venus and Taurus. And then with all the Capricorn planets too. I think this is probably my 7th month living in Mexico. Not all at one time, but all together, having spent 7 months in Mexico, which isn't that much, but it's given me, this is my 3rd time to come for a long time. And it's really given me, this time I'm finally like, I can hear more of the Spanish and I'm taking lessons and I'm dancing and I'm taking yoga and I'm doing all these things that have kind of integrated me into the little town I'm in more than the other times I was here. And I've learned that Mexican people and Mexican culture, first of all, it just tears me apart that this is very Piscean, just to say that Trump could speak of Mexico and Mexican people the way he does, or that any Americans or any other culture can think that way of another culture. And especially because the Mexican culture is just something to be admired, in my opinion. They're like loyal to their families. The fathers, when they become fathers, it's like a privilege and a responsibility and something that they feel grateful to be doing. And the vibe of, I don't know, it's just, it doesn't feel like this at home. And I'm from Canada and, you know, there's divorce is super popular. People split up all the time. I've been raised in a broken family. My partner, like all of us have seen just the ravages of, you know, I guess not following through, not being able to stick with it. But in Mexico, there's this real loyal vibe and this love of family. And you can see it, how Mexican people treat their little children and how, you know, we've met some Mexican friends that actually have kids or a daughter and a son that are like my daughter's age. So it's just been really eye-opening that we can, oh, Dexter, shush, there's a little dog in the car. So anyway, it makes me think that of this Venus going into Taurus, that family is really important, and having a secure foundation for your family to grow up on, for yourself to thrive from, all of it. And I mean, I suppose it's not important to everybody, but it really is something I think that's good for society. So whatever you can do with Venus in Taurus to make yourself feel secure and fluff up your nest and let your loved ones know that you love them and, you know, just really kind of ground yourself, feel how safe Earth is and how many beautiful plants and flowers and all the kinds of things that just make you feel grounded and appreciative of Earth. Because there is a lot, especially, you know, I find interesting with the coronavirus all and all this information about the coronavirus out there. And I really do believe it's like, you know, I'm sure it's happening, but I believe the news is used to like hype us all up and get us into a state of fear. And it's interesting because I do, I think it's all bullshit. Like, sure, some of it's true, but we're all just repeating things we're hearing on the news to each other. And the news is telling us what they want us to hear. So granted, we do have the internet and things to communicate beyond that now. It's interesting to me because Pisces is predominant right now with the sun in Pisces and Mercury was going through Pisces. And there's all this stuff about the virus going on. And Pisces is like an illusionist. It can be like a real liar too, like telling stories that aren't the truth and will actually mislead and misrepresent. And so the coronavirus stuff that's out there in the news right now with Mercury retrograde in Pisces just reiterates, I think, that we all don't really know what's going on right now. And just make sure that you're taking care of yourself and doing lots of deep breathing and eating all natural foods and drinking clean water and maybe staying away from public and just ground down into feeling safety and knowing that you're going to be perfectly fine and safe here on Earth so that you don't buy into the fear and tap into the madness and all of that. Because the more people that can stay chill about it and know that we're all okay and not start worrying, the better it is for everyone else. We can set like a foundation of safety and security. So Venus in Taurus, I believe, will help us with that as well. And there's all these Capricorn planets going on. Mars is marching through Capricorn, being very efficient and practical and getting things done that need to get done. And even though you don't know maybe you're getting things done that need to get done that have to do with redoing or editing or making new plans, like that sort of stuff with Mercury retrograde, but there's still this real purpose and accomplishment going on, which is like cool. It feels good. So probably now, especially that Mercury switched into Aquarius, things are going to feel a little easier and not so like burdensome ultimately. But again, it's not going to shift until March 9th on the full moon, which is a really lovely, it's a full moon in Virgo. And I think it's got a lot of really lovely aspects that day. So one of them is because it's all trining this Capricorn stuff we got going on. So it's Virgo, it's a Virgo moon, but the moon is trining Mars, it's trining Jupiter, and it's trining Pluto. That's really, it's like blessings are being handed out. There is an opposition to Neptune, but I really feel like that kind of, it spiritualizes it somehow. It makes it sacred and filled with grace. So it kind of gives it a channel to come through also, this the opposition. But with the, and Neptune is conjunct the sun. It's like right there with the sun. And it's like, it really is like, do some sort of art. If you're artistic at all, write your ideas down. Even if you're not artistic, just meditate or lie and look at the clouds or float in the tub or do something that allows you to go into kind of a meditative state where you're just very peaceful, you're not worried. I would say take yourself away from other people if you can, and only people that are very harmonious with you. Don't go to a party, don't go to a restaurant, don't go grocery shopping, don't even drive in traffic, just like surround yourself with everything that is peaceful and harmonious to you and just open up your mind to see what's there, because what comes through, because there's so much noise all the time that our higher selves, our spirit guides, maybe even our guardian angel, grandmother or something, somebody that needs to come through to us can't come through because we're too busy and distracted. So if on Monday with this Virgo moon, you can go within and make yourself available to what's within, amazing things could come through. A lot of really, the Jupiter is there trining the moon. So it's like, here is your gift for growth. Here's your expansion. Here's what you can do to tap into laughter and joy and fun and, you know, humor and luck, having crazy lucky things happen, money and just all the wonderful things of life Jupiter can bestow, especially in Capricorn, because, I mean, it's hindered a little bit in Capricorn, but it's very, it can see long term. It can see, it can even, you know, Jupiter would normally just dive in and just drink as much as possible because it's like, this is my birthday or whatever it is you're doing to celebrate. Capricorn energy will be like, wait a minute. Tomorrow we've got to get up and go do this. And we're going to want to feel better than that. So it uses its discipline to make plans for the future. So even though lucky ideas and stuff are coming in right now and understandings, there's plans for the future being made. And the future plans have a lot of luck and fortune and wisdom creating them. So it's very wonderful. So on the full moon, also get rid of whatever's in your way. Get rid of habits that are going to take moments off your life. Get rid of relationships that aren't healthy. Get rid of things that you no longer need, especially that Virgo loves to do the Marie Kondo method. Most people I think that do that, the life-changing art of tidying up, will at one point think, this woman must be obsessive compulsive, because how on earth could you spend all those moments of your life folding your t-shirts like that? Like, I just can't imagine. So you might go into with the Virgo energy where you could be really good at tidying up and like getting yourself so organized that you just know where everything is and just making yourself really, not only will you just perfect everything around you, you'll really enjoy doing it. Maybe that's what you could do, is like not go anywhere and just stay home and make it perfect. Just make it all perfect. And while you're making it perfect, keep a notepad available or felt pens, or make a collage, like do an art magazine or something where you like use magazines to make a collage of your future. Like some sort of, that doesn't really kind of, that's more purposeful. But there's just, I think a lot of really wise information could come through and a lot could get done. But because you're sensitive, just keep your influences very minimal. Only the very best can be around you during this full moon. And make sure that you write things down. Make sure I'm going to be having it available if anybody's interested on the 21st, because it's the beginning of the astrological new year, Aries. So I've created a new moon, not just new moon, but a magnetizing with the moon planner, essentially. And it's basically just to keep track of your moon wishes. And so your full moon and your letting go and your new moon, you're creating. And there's a place to do mind mapping and a month at a glance. And I'll also provide you with all of the transits if you want. So I'll send you a PDF. And if you want to put those in, you're welcome to. And you'll have the Mercury retrogrades and all the new and full moons. And so it's kind of like, if you know what a bullet journal is, it's like the kind of the template for that. So you can start it at any month and you can fill it in yourself. So it's sort of like your own creative work of art, but just with sort of guidance, and you can keep track then of what you're doing. It's so heartening. And I've always been doing journals like this myself, but it's so heartening to be like, oh, wow, like in March, I did like make that wish. I put that down there. And then to have yourself able to look at a glance and focus on what you need to focus on to create your new realities is the whole purpose of the journal. And so I really do think that when we're, I guess it's more of a planner. It's kind of a planner and a journal, but with not a lot of places to write, just very more focused on, you know, just the bullet points of what, like a bullet journal of what you're creating. So it'll give you an opportunity to keep track of it. And it's very heartening. And we are, when we're focusing like this, I believe then we're like magnets. We're like drawing in what, from the soup of reality, what we want to create. But just having a place to learn to focus is just a lovely thing. So if you're interested in that, I'll have it available from the 21st. Is it the 21st? It's the solstice. Let me just look in my little book here. Not the solstice. It's the equinox. And is it? Yeah, I really should know this. It's actually the 19th. That's such a good day. Yes, so it'll be available if you're interested from the 19th of this month. And also, while I'm in Mexico, because I don't have my usual setup as I did at home, I'm doing mini readings for people. And I've just been enjoying, this has gone out in my newsletter. So I'm sorry if you just listen to the podcast and don't get the newsletter because you wouldn't have heard about this. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I should let my listeners and the people that come back to hear what's going on in the cosmos know that I'm doing a mini reading sessions. And so what I do is get your birth information. It's $30 USD, and it's about between 15 and 20 minutes. And sometimes I go a little over, but I try to keep it in that range. And you send me your birth info, and then I will do a reading and a recording. So it'll be like this, just me talking about your chart, and I'll send you the MP3 and I can get it. Sometimes I'm getting waves that make it a little more impossible to get it done in 72 hours, but I can usually have it to you within 72 hours. So if you're interested in that, it makes it so much more affordable than the whole like 90 minute workup that a lot of people I think might be out of their budget. So I just wanted to make this available, and I've been getting great feedback about it, and people are enjoying it, and I'm enjoying doing it. So if you're interested, you can contact me, and my email address is just Hillary Scott, HillorySkott, @gmail.com, or you can just contact me through the show notes as well, which all that information is there. But it's a very enjoyable thing, and I would be so happy to have a look at your chart and let you know what's going on in 2020. And I guess that really is it. We've got, just to recap, we've got Venus going into Taurus. Mercury has gone back into Aquarius. So it's still backtracking. So be aware of the Mercury retrograde stuff. And then on the night, there's one more aspect I wanted to talk about that was really lovely this week before I wrap things up. So there is... The moon aspects are so lovely too, which I already talked about. But right before the new moon on the Sunday, or the full moon on the Sunday, the 8th, there is the sun conjoining Neptune. And then it will also be Venus conjoining with Uranus. So there's lucky encounters could happen. Things where people from out of the blue that you didn't expect to meet, you meet. Or maybe you've been single for a really long time and bam, this new person shows up. And it could be really exciting and like a bolt out of blue, the bolt out of the blue lightning flash kind of ideas could even come to you. Maybe money will come to you. Maybe it's some kind of lucky, magical. And especially if you've been using your magic and focusing your energy, then this is the sort of aspect that allows these spiritual, amazing things to happen. So right before the full moon, that's happening. And the sun and Neptune are conjoined as well in Pisces. So again, there's this heightened opportunity for ideal situations to happen. And it can also make you tired. So the other side of it, this magic can happen, but it could be very subtle magic that comes as a thought or an idea, or maybe you've been grieving and suddenly you know that it's all okay and that your loved one is safe and sound and you can just stop grieving and feeling sad. Or, there's all kinds of things that we could go through or that are magical moments. And there is, and if you can dance, you should dance, because with Pisces energy, Pisces just loves dancing. So if you did that on the Saturday or whatever, you would probably really, something Piscean. It's just very magical time. So then that's happening right before the full moon the next day. So Sunday the 8th and Monday are very precious days that you should make sure that you take for yourself so that you can create the most wonderful life for yourself and your loved ones and their loved ones and so on and so on. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check back to stay tuned into the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. Thanks so much for listening.